The deal won't be final until the Sitka Assembly has its say, and ironing out the details alone may take several more meetings, but the prospect of transforming the former home of Sitka's pulp mill into a huge seafood plant and marine services center clearly has the public's attention.
Jobs, jobs, jobs. Jobs have always been number one since the pulp mill shut down, and that's what this site was to be developed for.
This is Nancy Davis, one of the original board members of the Gary Paxton Industrial Park, which was created in 1999 to redevelop the mill site.
The board's protection of the waterfront, which is what was so important when we first began, was to protect it so that we did not want to have lease it or sell it to somebody that would just let it sit and have nothing happen. Example, the boat company.
True. The small cruise line's plans to stage its ships here went south with the economy in 2008, but so did the plans of True Alaska Bottling. The city sold Tab its plant in 2006. Water bottling never panned out, and Silver Bay attempted to buy the 3-acre site in foreclosure, but other investors have held on to the vacant building ever since. Some argue that Tab is the main reason to keep the park in city hands and lease property to Silver Bay.
No matter what anybody puts on paper in a lot of ways, it doesn't really tell what the actual future will be.
Pat Glob owns Alaska Pacific and Packing. He's submitted a competing offer for an area of waterfront also sought by Silver Bay. Glob's business is small, but he's serious.
I have a conversation today on an ice utility for Bristol Bay, which is a 3-barge ice producing equipment, something of the neighborhood of 1,200 tons of ice a day production to sort of help with the Bristol Bay quality issues.
The park board has heard proposals from plenty of dreamers, but Glob is different. He helped develop the innovative processing lines for Silver Bay's Sitka plant and two others. He wants to establish an engineering firm in the park that converts Navy barges into floating processors.
If I can't handle it here, I can do it in Bellingham, and I can do it in Everett, I can do it in different places, but I would love to build those 3 barges here.
Glob says he has an amicable relationship with Silver Bay. He even has an ownership stake in the business, but he'd rather remain independent and control his own future.
Now, I really look at what Mr. Glob is proposing as a complement to this Marine Services Center.
Rich Riggs is the CEO of Silver Bay. He and board chair Troy Denkinger outlined Silver Bay's proposal for buying most of the remaining waterfront in the park for fish waste processing, expanded cold storage, and a joint venture with Halibut Point Marine to build a marine services center. The facility would have a 250-ton travel lift to haul the fleet's biggest boats and on-site tradespeople in welding and fabrication, fiberglass, electronics, and propulsion. Riggs suggested that Glob's business could join the suite of services available at the park.
And so what we have done is we have provided an opportunity within that Area F that would be available for those exact operations and look forward to it complementing this Marine Services Center.
Glob stated bluntly that working upland on a site surrounded by Silver Bay was unacceptable. Other members of the public attending the meeting were also concerned about Silver Bay's monopolizing the site. Jeff Farver is a commercial fisherman and boat owner. Several years ago, he brought forward a citizen initiative to bring large land disposals at the industrial park under voter control. The city challenged the initiative language, and it's been tied up in court ever since. Still, Farver advocated on behalf of the public.
Just on first blush, I guess I'd be more of a proponent of having more diverse tenants out there. I think that might be in the best long-term interests of the city.
And the city does have interests in its industrial park. Foremost among them, a multi-purpose bulkhead dock. The city already has $7.5 million in hand for the dock. Silver Bay's proposal asks the city to add infrastructure for a travel lift to the bulkhead. Silver Bay, on the other hand, would buy the 250-ton travel lift. Board member Tarmica McConnell did not want to put the cart before the horse.
Well, I think that before we can really make any decisions on those waterfront lots in question, that we need to talk about the multipurpose dock and the money that we've received for that, whether or not we can use some of that money for the haul out portion of it. And, you know, obviously we'd have to look for more money to finish it.
Industrial Park Director Gary White said he'd be willing to investigate that question. He suggested that proceeds from leases and sales might be used to cover the additional $3 million needed to include a haul-out facility with the bulkhead dock. This is when City Administrator Mark Gorman stepped in.
We need to be clear what the community of Sitka needs in that bulkhead, and it should complement what Silver Bay is doing, but first and foremost, that facility is for the public, and if it's perceived that we're building it for Silver Bay, there'll be a backlash on that.
In the end, the board approved only some of Silver Bay's offer. They agreed to sell the park's former wastewater treatment building, which Silver Bay will use to build a fish oil plant. They also approved the sale of the large parcel just to the north of the TAB building. If approved by the assembly, the two sales would be worth about $1.1 million. And finally, the board approved leasing the former pulp mill administration building to Silver Bay for $1 per year until certain covenants expire on the property, and then selling it to the processor for $233,000. Park Director White said the building had been appraised at zero and was considered a liability at the site. Board member Chris Fondell asked White to draft language in the agreement to ensure that the building never be returned to city ownership. Details of the rest of Silver Bay's acquisition offer will be hammered out in a work session with the Assembly. Large questions hang in the balance. The city has been looking for a solution to marine services for a long time, yet it has been burned before by ambitious property schemes in Sawmill Cove. Mark Gorman said some shuttle diplomacy might help allow both Silver Bay and Alaska Pacific and Packing to realize their goals for the site. Park Board Chair Grant Miller, participating by phone, said the entire proposal met his expectations for the park.
Whatever it takes, I think we need to do it. We've been hemorrhaging boats from Sitka for too long now.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.